miracle I've ever been to in my life. Give it up for Vivian McPeak, everybody. Vivian McPeak.
How dry I am. All right, everybody. Hello, VIP party. I know that very few of you understand that VIP stands for very Irie person. You know, it does rain in Seattle once in a while. But I tell you, in 30 years, I've rarely seen it rain like it did today. That hard and that long. Very interesting Hempfest. We had about 40 bands scheduled. Not one of them performed. One of them came from Minneapolis. One of them came from Phoenix, Arizona, and one band drove up from LA. But what can you do? Tomorrow's supposed to be a lot nicer. It's supposed to be 80 degrees on Saturday. So I want to thank you all for being supporters of Seattle Hempfest, for being speakers or members of Seattle Hempfest. Those of you that are actually listening, it's been a very challenging year for us. Today, the rain is not gonna help. I don't know, maybe a $40,000, $50,000 hit probably, all in all. But we'll bounce back and we'll keep going because while you are listening to me somewhere in America, someone's getting those lights behind their car right now. Someone has their doors kicked in today and they may lose their house, they may lose their job, they may lose their family. They may lose their freedom. And if they're holding a shiny device on their couch when the cops come in, they may lose their life. We might have legalized some pot here in Washington, but we're not even done here. We haven't even gone far enough in Washington State. We certainly haven't gone far enough in America. We're going to keep going because we need to repeal prohibition 100% on the federal level, deschedule from the federal schedule, or we're not stopping. That's why we do this. We've come a long ways, baby. So here's what's gonna come down. First of all, I wanna introduce Cyril Buana, who's not only the chairman of the board, he is the sponsorship and membership coordinator. He created the membership program. So he's the father of all of this, the VIP party and all of that stuff. So I want to tip my hat to my brother, Cy. His code name in Hempfest is French Fry. And a few years ago, it was Freedom Fry, but we're over that. So anyway, I want to thank you all for coming. Tomorrow's going to be a different story. It's going to be slightly less humid than it was today. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to introduce Boris Budd. Boris Budd's gonna come up and do a few songs. Then I'm gonna introduce Jim Page. Jim Page's gonna do even more songs. They're gonna give out a few awards, and then Guile's gonna go crazy. Because he's the funniest dude. I can't swear here, I don't think so. He's the funniest dude in America, maybe. So that's what's gonna happen. If you're smart, you give a little bit of attention to the next few artists because they're pretty cool. Thank you so much. I love you all, Seattle Hempfest speakers and members. We got a silent auction going on right over here. A silent auction, help us raise some of the money. I guess I should just be honest. We came to this Hempfest about $150,000 under budget. It's the worst year we've ever had. We're looking at maybe losing a few stages next year that we've had for 15 years. It's that bad. We only have 3 paid staff at all. In our offices all year, we might have to lose one of them this year. Someone who volunteered for 18 years for free. It's brutal. So please check out the silent auction tomorrow at the Space Needle. Hello! Hello, people talking! People talking, just a second, please! I guess they're too stoned. It's our own fault. That's what we get for legalizing it. Tomorrow at the Space Needle, we've got our business mixer going on. There's still tickets available. We never done anything like that. I've never even been in the Space Needle. It's going to be cool. Also, I've got a radio show on CannabisRadio.com called Hemp Present every week. And I am basically going to legalize marijuana one interview at a time. Just picked up from iHeartRadio because I heart you guys so much.